This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election. Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining, wake you working.
Good morning.
Good morning to you
and you
and you.
Robert Scott Bell.
All right, that's it, folks. We're officially a morning show again on Sundays because the time zone shifted. So half of my Sunday broadcast is in the morning, the other half in the afternoon. How confusing is that? Will we survive the transition? Actually, all y'all, wherever you are, probably no transition at all other than I get to play a morning stager like that from Superdon. I forgot about that one. I was thinking of the one where you heard the snoring and the alarm bell and the wake. You remember that, right?
We have actually, you know, if you go back years, you know, ago, we have a lot of elements that we just haven't played in a really long time. And I think it might be kind of fun to start reintroducing those for people who haven't heard them.
Yeah, well, once a week, folks, we've been on the air, this show, like I said, started in 1999 in Atlanta, and it was a weekday afternoon show once a week. And then we went national syndication. It was Sundays 1 to 4 Eastern time, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific. And then we shortened it to 2 hours, and it was 1 to 3 since then. And then Groundhog Day 2011, we went 6 days a week. And that was with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and National News Radio at the time. And, of course, GCN, our good buddy Ted Anderson, came through. And we are 6 days a week since that time. Evenings, afternoons on the weekdays, mornings, afternoons on Sunday, our first broadcast day of the week. So here we go, cranking it up. We got Ginger Taylor, Age of Autism article later in the show. Houston, we have biomarkers for autism. What? If only we could have some biomarkers, we could do something about protecting kids from developing it. We know what to do, and they do, but they ignored it. We're going to talk about that with Ginger Taylor. Very important stuff later. But right now, let's give a start and acknowledge the passing of 81-year-old John McCain, Senator McCain. We didn't agree with on much, but, you know, what do you do when the guy's not around to defend himself? Not that he ever tried to in regards to what we said about him. I think, you know, rather than attacking the person, even when they're alive or when they're dead, it's about the policy, the systems that they're tapping into. And McCain, just not a big fan of him in life. Hope he went to a great place wherever he is now. But John McCain is gone. No more John McCain to kick around in the Senate, apparently.
You really didn't like John McCain, did you?
You know what?
I understand. I'm just saying. It's just kind of funny. It's like the day after he died. Well, yeah, I didn't really like him, but hope he's good.
Are we supposed... Listen. Okay, right. When somebody passes away, of course, they're no longer here physically. I don't believe John McCain is dust. His body might be turned into dust, but it was before he was dead because of the chemo and the things that they were doing to his body.
Right.
But the reality is, I don't know if we have to just suddenly go, oh, he was wonderful because he's not here anymore.
Here is what I will say about John McCain. I, like you, did not agree with a lot with him. He was seriously a war hawk. I mean, wanted to bomb everything that was around. Mm-hmm. What I do respect about him is the guy was very his convictions were very clear. Mm-hmm. And he did not have a problem with going against the grain.
Yeah.
If he felt otherwise and did not do the, well, I'm Republican, so I must go with everything that Republicans do and agree with all the Republicans. That's why they called him a maverick. Mm-hmm. In the end here, you know, he ended up with brain cancer. What do they call it? A glioblastoma.
Right.
And, one thing I recall back in 2007 when he was running and he ended up losing to... in 2008,
Obama. He got 3-1 on Electoral College, decimated.
Yeah, he did, and some people blame that on the fact that he picked his running mate, who was the governor of Alaska. What was her name?
Right, I see Russia.
Yes,
Sarah Palin. John's right. But yes, yeah.
So, one thing that stands out for me is I remember there was a town hall where he was being asked about medical marijuana. Mm-hmm. And he was just very, there's some people that say it's good, but then there's some people that say it's bad, and I just don't know, and I just don't think it's good for you, blah, blah, blah. And then here we have him, unfortunately, 8 years later? 10 years later, I guess it would be. Something like medical marijuana, CBD, things of that nature, it may have been something that could have helped him and helped with the situation that he had. So,
yeah.
But I condolences to the family, it's a tough thing. Cancer sucks, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and speaking of cannabis and CBD, I think we got to kick it off with some of that right now.
Prostitucci on the left hand side. Prostitucci on the left hand side. It's a
whole bunch. Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
All right, it's a cannabis update time right at the get-go of our broadcast week. And why not? John McCain could still be alive today had he embraced cannabis rather than chemo. Yeah, no, I'm going to say it. It's true. There's evidence to support its use against cancer, whether it be THC, CBD, or a combination of that and all of the cannabinoids, all of the terpenes, all of the things that are gifts of creation in that plant that have been vilified, villainized, demonized even, by our friends in the religious whatever. And you've got to go back, read your religious texts and recognize the plants of creation are medicine. And just like anything, you could take too much of them, right? Or not enough of them. You got to find out what is that sweet spot for you. With chemo, you could take exactly as ordered and die if you're healthy, right? That doesn't make it legitimate medicine. It makes it very toxic. So if Senator McCain dies, we got seven clinical evidence now. The benefit, clinically tested benefits of CBD, particularly CBD oil, not the stuff that gets you high. All right? If it, by the way, people that are in intractable pain, dealing with cancer, they don't typically get high because they have THC. Not that it's any of your business what their response is, as long as they're not violating your right. But the point is here, this is focused on cannabidiol right now. And I want to say thanks, a shout out to our friends at CBD, plus CBDoil.com. I took some right before I went on the air, and I thought of Super Don because this one is cafe mocha flavor. Anyway, awesome stuff. CBD oil.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. By the way, we do have to talk coffee with you, and I think we might have to talk maybe the top of the next hour to do it. Because I got to get through the CBD story.
All right.
So we're working with the endocannabinoid system, an endogenous system that controls more than we ever knew. Not that we even knew growing up that there was such a thing called an endocannabinoid system. Go back in the archives of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We have covered it. We've had guest experts, doctors, legal people, just terrific, terrific, probably dozens of hours now dedicated to that plant, cannabis. And in Unlock the Power to Heal, Ty Bollinger and I wrote about the cannabis plant as well. So, research on CBD. Let's go through seven of them real quick here. Anxiety, number one. Anybody dealing with anxiety? Do you understand how these anxiolytic drugs, how dangerous they are? Xanax, anybody? No, please no. But please be careful if you're titrating off of them too, because that's where it's really dangerous. Number one on the list of clinical observations, validated studies, even peer-reviewed literature on the effects of CBD benefits for anxiety. Research in Current Neuropharmacology has published this. 2015 research. We're 3 years beyond some of the research already. Anxiety, number one on the list. Number two on the list, shocking, is cancer. John McCain didn't get the memo. A lot of people with the best insurance on planet Earth, right? They got the greatest insurance in Congress and Senate. You can do anything. You have access to any allopathic medicine you want. Is that good? Did that save John McCain's life ultimately? No. Where is the insurance that covers? Wait, maybe you don't need insurance to cover it. In fact, maybe if insurance covers cannabis, it would screw it up. You might get synthetic isolates and not the real plant with all of the entourage effects of the whole thing. But the CBD has been validated and the FDA has approved the GW Pharmaceutical clone version of it for specific things related to cancer even. Epilepsy, number three on the list. This was the big thing with Sanjay Gupta's weed. Weed one, weed two, weed three. My gosh, he was blown away as the neurosurgeon. And he said, there's got to be something to this. I'm watching these kids having hundreds of seizures a day. We give them the CBD oil, low THC, CBD, and the epilepsy ends. Diminished almost immediately and to almost zero, sometimes zero. And we've met families that have had that experience, so I know some of these children personally. How about dementia? Our elders with dementia, could CBD be the key to reducing or eliminating it? Now, for me, I'm not a panacea kind of guy, but when you look at all the things that CBD does, the cannabis plant does, you're like, it's pretty darn close to a panacea. When I talk about, well, my big fat Greek wedding and the Windex, I often talk about colloidal silver or silver hydrosol, because it has so many different properties. Well, from the botanical realm, cannabis is like the Windex of my big fat Greek wedding. It does so many things, including reduced pain and inflammation, locally and systemically. We've been utilizing it locally. Here's some CBD oil, some gold, some isolate. It's not isolate, it's whole plant still, but a little more concentrated. Here's some more with the whole plant. But I'm holding this up for those of you on radio. You're not watching on YouTube, then you'd see what I'm doing here. Cardiovascular health. This is interesting. I haven't talked a lot about cardiovascular health, but if you reduce anxiety, you're going to benefit the cardiovascular system. There's no question. But they're showing benefit. Marked improvements, 12 to 15% in three distinct inflammatory markers related to heart disease, homocysteine, C-reactive protein, and EST. Reduce inflammation, reduce the risk of heart disease regardless of your cholesterol levels. That's right. And antipsychotic effects. Almost in the anxiolytic, but a little bit more intense. You have incredible ability with brain, nervous system, gut, etc., now cardiovascular. And speaking of cholesterol, we're going to talk about HDL, how it may not be as good as you think it is. Although I have argued, stop with the good and bad as you describe cholesterol. It just is. And when your liver is happy and healthy and you're eating an organic, clean diet, cholesterol is never going to be a problem for you. It'll only be beneficial at that point. Back after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15. MetaHemp15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Now it's back. No, it's not me. It's something else, something more ominous. Right? Somebody, I mean, maybe somebody thinks RSB is ominous. I mean, Super Don, do I ever come across as ominous to you? Like, oh no.
Monominous.
Monominous. That would be more appropriate. I agree with that. Listen, you go out into the stores right now, whether it be the drug stores, the Walmarts, and the, I don't know, you see the flu shots, the this shots, the that shots. Get your childhood immunizations, even though vaccination is not equivalent to immunization. And it's annoying. I mean, I think I walked through one of the Targets the other day, and I saw a guy, I don't know if he was a pharmacist or just a kid hired by the pharmacy, saying, hey, you get a discount on your purchase today if you get a flu shot. A flu shot already? Never too early to get intoxicated with mercury. But for those of you who don't like mercury and were disappointed in the results associated with the nasal spray, the flu mist, which they actually kind of said doesn't work, pulled from the market, it's back. That's right. The nasal spray flu vaccine gets a green light from who? The Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion. That's who. Of course it's them. Who else is going to give a rubber stamp kind of green light to the flu mist? Even though it doesn't work. And, well, actually, it does work at spreading the flu. Did you ever notice that all the time that they say that, because people will say, I got the flu shot and I got the flu. And then you'll have the authority figures, the MDTs on mainstream media shows going, oh, yeah, that's just ridiculous. You can't get the flu from a flu shot. Yeah, try the nasal spray with the live attenuated virus and it sheds 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. How long does it shed? How long after you get that flu mist are you shedding flu viruses that can activate in people who are vulnerable? Oh, wait, herd immunity. We've got to give everybody the inhalable flu vaccine so that everybody is equally contaminated with attenuated but replicating, viably replicating viruses that are strains of whether it's H3N2, which they said was a big problem, or something else this year, as the CDC invariably will say, hey, how about H1N1? No, that didn't work. No, we're not sure. Listen, dartboard, let's just throw the darts up there, see where they land, and we're going to go for it. And I stand by my statement that their educated guesses are no better than throwing stuff on a dartboard to say, we think this is going to be the main circulating strain, or these three will be the circulating strains. So, the CDC has said, bring back the flu mist. I say, you better bring back the silver hydrosol. You can do that intranasally. Orally, you can modulate your immune system with beta-1-3-D glucan for better way health. Should you be succumbing to something, then you can grab the echinacea and bring it in. But there are so many things you can do to strategically be safe and not be causing or shedding, much less in your own body, the untoward effects of flu vaccination, whether it be injectable or now inhalable, as they're bringing it back. Folks, it's amazing that they're getting away with this, but they're still doing it. It's back, the flu missed. Super Don, are you going to get online right now? Get yours.
I've already ordered. While you were talking there, I just jumped right on Amazon, and it'll be here tomorrow.
No, don't do that. You know what? I'm going to ask for a return on my coffee, if that's the case.
No.
No, I know you're not doing that. I know. They, you know, again, the fear mongering, you know, about the flu shot or the flu vaccine. Nah, let's talk about the flu. They said 580 influenza associated hospitalizations. In Chicago alone last year, across the state, 2,300 were hospitalized. But again, is it flu related? Do they actually analyze and isolate replicating flu viruses? Most of the times we know they do not. If you want to stay well during flu season, stop abusing your gastrointestinal system from Halloween to Thanksgiving to Christmas, New Year's time, where you just, oh, you abuse your GI tract. Overeat sweets, overeat even protein, animal proteins. Even if it's clean and organic, you overconsume, you're going to disrupt the microbiome, the seat of your immune system. And you're going to develop influenza-like illnesses from within. You don't have to catch it. But no, they don't want you to know that. They want you to know in their mind and in your mind they implant the idea that you can only catch it. It's only a circulating, floating, replicating virus that people sneeze out. And in fact, after they get the flu mist, they're going to be sneezing out loads of it, folks. So find out who of your relatives are still numbnuts in getting this stuff, and maybe you can avoid them during those vulnerable times. Or you can take your silver hydrosol three times a day. You can take Dr. King's multi-strain flu relief formula, even prophylactically, through the flu seasons that are coming this winter in the Northern Hemisphere. All right, folks, we got you think a lot more healing to go. How many times can you stand Robert being right on one show, much less 6 days a week? Tune out if you don't know, well, if you don't want to know where I was right again. It relates to chicken pox and shingles and the shots for both. Nailed it once again, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
As we used to say, giving them a swift kick in the aspirin or asparagus if they're gardeners. But if they're growing their own garden, they probably wouldn't look to Big Pharma for all of their solutions. But again, it's very profitable, very economically viable, but it can be also very evil. And the coordinated effort by which the human species has been disconnected from the natural world. And I don't mean just in like living in big cities and high rises. I'm talking about disconnected from the acknowledgement, recognition, and the viable livability of you being in connection with the natural world. Perception and reality. To the point where they've deceived you and me. I was raised this way. I'm not talking about, oh, it's just Robert talking about, he's on his high horse again. No, I'm talking about my whole history where we were frightened into believing that things that were granted to us by creation, whether you say God or not, I do, but whether you say it's inconsequential to me, however you perceive or believe it. But the reality becomes, if you're disconnected from the source of all sources, if you no longer observe the natural phenomenon of the natural world, of nature herself, himself, itself. You notice I use those pronouns just to be safe.
Yeah, you missed yeah. About 27 other ones, though.
I think those are the only three that I acknowledge, though.
Okay.
That's right, just three pronouns. That you will be manipulated, as I was, as many of us were, to perceive and believe that modern medical man, has answers that you don't have. Has answers that have never before been answered prior to the development of the pharmaceutical realm. The Flexner Report of 1910 started us down that road because medical education changed over 100 years ago, where doctors might learn about nature and herbs, right? Of course, the naturopaths, the homeopaths, the chiropractors, herbalists, eclectic, all of they still do, but some of them have been compromised. In fact, the majority of doctor of chiropractic schools now mandate that you have vaccinations for attendance in their schools. Just to show you how far it's come, how far they have infiltrated holistic methodology. Now, I'm not saying every chiropractor believes in vaccines as sacrament like the allopathic brethren. Most of them don't. But the fact that the schools themselves have adopted vaccination or you can't come to this school policies tells you how far they've been manipulated and controlled and altered. And this is true for all of us. If we get removed from the natural world and its observations and all that it would teach us throughout history, we don't know anything about Antoine Béchamp and the law of the terrain, then medical man comes in, or pharmaceutical political medical man comes in the guise of a CDC or an FDA or an NIH, and they come in and go, hey, look, you can't survive childhood unless we inject you with toxic poisons you don't want to put in your baby's bottle. Certainly don't want it in your breast, moms, to deliver to your baby. But they disconnect you from that. And they say, pay no attention to what's in a vaccine. Pay no attention to what's in a vaccine. And if you bring it up, like in Australia, outrage ensues. Remember the billboards? They've been popping up in Australia. And the mainstream media down there is like, oh, they're going apoplectic. How dare you? This is offensive. This is like hate speech. What did the poster say? What did the billboard say? Do you know what's in a vaccine? How dare you ask that question? I mean, again, you see how absurd it becomes when you step back from it. So the absurdity that they have to inject you with toxins and antigens, foreign RNA, DNA from animals, from aborted fetal cells, in order for you to survive childhood, and then convince you that even if it's not for your own good, it's for some other kid who can't get the shot. Because antibodies are the holy grail of immunology when they're not, except they've convinced you via propagandizing. Now, we used to have a disease called chickenpox, naturally occurring, and when moms and dads heard about one kid in the neighborhood getting chickenpox, they would rush their kids over to get chickenpox. In the same way, they would do it with measles. That's right. It wasn't run measles, it was run to them. And then the Brady Bunch makes fun of it. So now we have an artificial reality construct, modern medical bubacanus, of course, dealing with non-medical bubacanus americanus, who doesn't think clearly, doesn't ask questions, just kowtows and bows down to authoritarian figures from the medical industrial complex and says, yes, give me my shot. Yes, give my children those shots. And you hold your child down and do this violent act and you wonder where violence is coming from, the Antifa movement. I believe it has a lot to do with the vaccine violence now over generations, but brutal over the course of the millennial and post-millennial generation. The environmental degradation out here, in here, is very real. So, where is Robert Wright today? Again, beyond the nasal spray for flu. Lawsuits are now mounting against the shingles vaccine. And if you read this, and this is a great article at Health Impact News, thanks to Brian Shalavi, editor at Health Impact News. Merck shingles vaccine, Zostavax facing many lawsuits because it is, wait for it, causing shingles. Oh my gosh, no, that's not possible. Yeah, no, exactly, Sue. The vaccine can't cause it. That's like you saying if you get the flu shot, you're going to get the flu. That's absurd. Okay? Now, whether it's the flu or something flu-like doesn't matter because they don't care about what you have anymore. If it's flu-like symptoms, that's enough. How about shingles? Well, they're actually acknowledging here in this article that the chickenpox vaccine, the stupidest vaccine among many stupid vaccines that people go, oh yeah, we don't want chickenpox, is failing because it's not facilitating natural antibody production that you, when you acquire it through natural transmission of the real chickenpox, the wild strain. And then as an adult, you're perfectly fine in concert with other people getting chickenpox or maybe even now the adult version they call shingles. And so what they're seeing is that the chickenpox vaccine, because it's not the real chickenpox, is not providing the so-called immunity and protection against that virus, the zoster varicella virus, later in life, and you get shingles. So the chickenpox virus, in normal sense, mild, easy, benign, we can address it homeopathically with silver, other immunomodulators, we get through it. No one's going to be dying of it here in the West if you know basic rudimentary things to do. Measles too, of course. But now we have the shingles shot causing shingles. Just as I've said for many years. This is why it's another Robert is Right. I was on record from the first time I heard of this stupid shot. I said it's going to cause shingles. The very thing that they're claiming to prevent is going to cause it. Now, I think on some level it's by design. And then, Super Don, you would call me a conspiracy theorist. Maybe not you, Super Don, but you know what I'm saying. Right?
Okay.
On some level, they meant to do it to us. They did it to us on purpose. Now, I'm not saying every doctor that injects us has any clue about what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about at the level of disease creation machinery. Vaccines, the gateway drug intervention injectable or inhalable to a lifelong dependence on pharmaceutical intervention because it creates chronic diseases, debilitating strange conditions, maladies that nobody seems to know what it is unless you're a homeopath, maybe a naturopath. The herbalist goes, hey, there's a problem here. Your liver is toxic. You have heavy metals in your system. We got to get out. But the doctors, the dunderheaded doctors go, no, that doesn't make any sense. Toxicology, what's that? It's all about the virus. It's all about the holy grail of the antibody. Yet we know from immunology that having an antibody is not sufficient necessarily to protect you from any given disease. It can help. Like I said, I've never protested and picketed against antibodies. But to think that there's evidence to say antibodies are enough? If you have antibodies to a given disease, but you've been debilitated, your immune system has been debilitated and destroyed utterly by the other things in the vaccine beside the antigens, you can't even react. Even if you can identify the bad guys, you can't functionally react and respond and protect yourself from its replication, if it's a virus, for instance. So, dangerous shingles vaccine is a result of the failed chickenpox vaccine. Yes, once again, Robert is right. And the evidence is there in the resignation letter of a Dr. Goldman, who was prevented from publishing his findings about the negative effects about universal use of varicella zoster vaccination in children, the chickenpox vaccine. He said it's a problem. In his resignation letter, he said this: when research data concerning a vaccine used in human populations is being suppressed and or misrepresented, this is very disturbing and goes against all scientific norms and compromises professional ethics. Amen, Dr. Goldman. He charted a course of integrity and he left because he couldn't stomach what they were doing to suppress his findings. And that's what you have. If somebody from the scientific realm like a Dr. Andrew Wakefield simply observes something, reports on the observations completely legitimately, if it in any way links to a deleterious impact of vaccination, it has to be squashed. If they can't squash the data, they squash the deliverer of the data. So back in 2005, this Dr. Goldman from Merck, he published a paper giving evidence for the fact that shingles is suppressed naturally in human populations by repeated exposure to natural chickenpox. That's right. Amen. Go have a chickenpox party before it's too late. Asymptomatic boosting occurs. In other words, you're constantly exposed. Your body goes, oh yeah, I remember that. No problem. He predicted widespread chickenpox vaccination would lead to loss of natural immunity and a spike in the incidence of shingles among adults. Exactly what has happened. Using a shingles vaccine to control shingles epidemics in adults would likely fail because adult vaccination programs have rarely proved successful. There appears to be no way to avoid a mass epidemic of shingles lasting as long as several generations among adults, thanks to Merck's shingles vaccine and the vaccine for chickenpox. Folks, line up on a ride at Disney. You're safer, obviously, than lining up for a shot by Merck that's promoted by the CDC, the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion. It's a scam organization. It should be defunded, other than the toxicologists down in the basement. Shut down. It's not only unconstitutional, it is very dangerous to your health and the health of your children. Super Don, will that get us banned? Probably at this point.
Well, I guess we'll see.
we're getting very close to dangerous territory. You can't say that, Robert. CDC is like a religious institution to those that worship at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism and sacrifice their children on the altar of that church with the sacrament in that religion, that cult, vaccine. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I think I'm going to have a drink on the break. Will it be alcohol or will it be yerba mate? More arguments about alcohol safety or lack thereof coming up after this break. Don't drink that beer just yet. We'll be back. Check it out, robertscottbell.com.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know what? Anonymous is raining on my parade right now in the YouTube chat room. He says, don't drink yerba mate. It gives you a... How many days high at a caffeine high for 6 months? Really? You know what? I don't fear caffeine in the same way some people do. I'm just saying we can metabolize this stuff. You got to be sensitive. I couldn't drink coffee the way I drink mate. It's different the way it comes in an entourage effect for me. If I drink coffee, Super Don, I know we're going to get to a coffee story a little bit. But I would get jittery. I could feel it. The heart rate. I feel all of that. With the mate and all the minerals present in it, I have not the same interaction. So, again, I let my cells be my guide. Yes, I'm paying attention to those things, too. But what about alcohol? Super Don, you and I, in our younger years, we did drink alcohol. We can acknowledge and admit that. I do not anymore. I don't enjoy it. I, at a certain point, at the age of 19, in fact, I was like, I'm done. I'm done. Just wasn't enjoyable to me anymore. I don't know how old you were when you said, you know what, not so good.
I was older. And I mean, I still drink. Well, I mean, just to give you an example, I bought a 6-pack of bottles of a Mexican beer that I'm a fan of.
Okay.
About two, 3 months ago.
Yeah. How many are left?
Five.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, no,
so
I get
they sit in my refrigerator for like special times, right?
They just keep things cold. When you take them out, you can keep things cold. It's like an ice
pack. That's right. That's right.
No, I'm with you there because, listen, I appreciate the taste of good beer. People have been drinking beer for a long time. If I can drink a little, I'm talking about an eighth of a cup, right? I'm like, okay, I remember that. But to imbibe to the point of drunkenness, it's not pleasurable. I know for a lot of people it is. It's an escape. It feels great. Whatever. It doesn't to me. And I'm practical that way. Doesn't. It's like, why would I do it? Because everybody else does it? No. I'm not a lemming. But if you're going to drink alcohol, you've got to understand that it's going to stress your liver. That's not new news. I don't know if this is new news, but according to a global study, it says no alcohol is safe to drink. No alcohol. Well, I guess it could be argued because alcohol is a metabolite. It's a toxic poison. I get that. I also understand that our bodies know how to metabolize and transform it. Now, this is not me endorsing drinking alcohol because we can do it. The fact of the matter is, in our body, when we eat things, you know, banana or anyway, there's the Krebs cycle of digestion. Part of the process during the Krebs cycle, do you know you actually produce endogenously at that point alcohol? It wasn't in that necessarily that form when you ate the food, but part of the release is alcohol. And so your body knows what to do with it. That's what your liver is for. It's to help metabolize the toxins, the metabolic waste. But they're saying even a drink a day is dangerous. And I could agree with that if you don't know how to counteract with taking extra selenium, drinking enough Echo water, right? Go to robertswater.com, download the free ebook, learn about hydrogen and it neutralizing the hydroxyl radicals that are so dangerous and inflammatory to your cells. But we also have talked about the alcohol from, what was that, the Indian guy. And Jonathan Emord represents him in the battle against the BATF at FDA because they want to make a quote-unquote modified health claim to say our alcohol is safer. They weren't allowed to say that because it reduces DNA damage from drinking alcohol, a vodka with this additive. They've got like three botanicals that are added in, including a licorice derivative, I think, something, or an anise, something like that. And they are known to protect the liver from alcohol. And these are strategic decisions we should, as adults, be able to make if you want to drink. Might you want to choose a form of alcohol that does less damage to your liver? Even if I don't drink, I'm for your freedom to do so in a way that's less damaging to you. Now, if you get behind the wheel of a car under the influence, of course, now that's reckless endangerment. They've got laws against that, regulations against that. But Super Don, am I missing anything about this story? Is it overboard? No drinks?
No,
nothing?
No, no, no. Well, what makes this even more entertaining is recently they came out with a study, and I think we talked about it here on the show, where they were saying, well, you know, if you don't drink enough beer or enough alcohol, you'll get dementia. But if you drink too much, you get dementia. So, in my opinion, that's one of those studies where people just get thoroughly confused. And so they're sitting there trying to figure out how much they can drink. And then this one comes out and says, no, none. Don't drink any. It's like, geez, you guys, make up your mind.
Yeah. You know what? Go get some cannabis if you want to feel a little different in a way that's safer for your body.
How about everything in moderation? You'll be okay, really.
Right. I can't find any moderation for vaccines, though, Super Don. No vaccines in moderation.
Well, you know what I mean.
Okay. All right. Snarky RSB will be back. And we're going to talk a little coffee story with Super Don before we bring our friend Ginger Taylor on. She's got a great article about biomarkers for autism. Power Heel is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science. And of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.